concern is worry. Throughout my life, as I've mentioned several times, I've been prone to worry. I guess you could call me a worrywart. It probably stems from the turmoil I experienced during my childhood. Whatever the reason, however, I often struggled with worry and fear and insecurity. I knew this was not God's will for me. In fact, the Lord had told me several times,
"Do not worry, my daughter."
I began to look at my worrying somewhat differently, calling it concern instead of worry. Somehow saying that I was concerned rather than worried made it seem okay. On May 20, 1996, I was with the Lord from 5:40 a.m. until 7:50 a.m. My body shook from 5:40 a.m. until 6:10 a.m., and my spiritual groaning lasted for 30 minutes. The Lord walked toward me and said,
"My precious daughter, Chunam, I must talk to you."
His hand reached toward me, and immediately I saw my transformed body walking with him on the beach. He seemed very happy, and I was really enjoying his presence. As we strolled along the strand, I said, "Lord, I love you and miss you." He responded without hesitation,
"I love you, my daughter."
The joy of the moment caused me to pick up the pace of my walking, and I actually got ahead of the Lord. He began laughing, and I did the same. We took our usual seats.
"I see you are working continually on my book."
"Yes, Lord, Roger is working hard on it. My English is not that good, so he is correcting a lot of spelling errors and grammatical problems."
"I know you both are working hard."
I knew the Lord knew all my thoughts, feelings, and actions. I knew I could not hide anything from him, and I did not want to conceal anything. He knew that I had been concerned about the book. I wondered how it would turn out, who would write it, and who would publish it. The Lord knew all this, so he said,
"Chunam, are you worrying about this book again, even though I told you not to worry?"
"I'm not worried, just concerned," I replied as I dropped my head in shame. The Lord lifted my face in his hands and said,
"Daughter, you are embarrassed."
I acknowledged the truth of his observation with a smile that turned into a chuckle. He began laughing in response, then said,
"Daughter, concern is worry. From now on, I do not want you to worry at all. This is my book. I will take care of it. Haven't I done so until now?"
"Oh, yes, Lord. I am so sorry. Please forgive me for not obeying you." He responded with joy. He seemed to take great pleasure in my honesty and humility. I knew he had forgiven me. Great peace came to my soul, and I felt free from worry that I had pretended to deny by saying it was just concern. This day, I learned another important lesson from the Lord. He wants us to be totally honest with Him, others, and ourselves. We cannot use the world's methods to justify, rationalize, or cover our sins. I knew that worry was a sin, and I had tried to pretend it was not there. Even though it may seem to be a small thing to some, I knew it was very important to my Master. He did not want me to worry. In fact, He invites each of us.
"Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Matthew 11:28 to 30. The human way is to worry. God's way is to trust. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 5-7. Why should we choose to worry when our Father promises us so much? The Lord seemed to want to erase my worry by showing me some of what He has prepared for me again. He said,
I want you to see this again.
The vision voice came forth, and after a long time, the vision of the house He had shown me the last time appeared. The Lord did not show me the upstairs of the dwelling the last time He showed it to me, but this time I saw the four guest rooms and one prayer room on the second floor. I took particular notice of a picture that hung on one wall of the prayer room. It was a picture of the Lord Himself. Though I couldn't see Him clearly, I sensed there was something particularly appealing and attractive about His portrait. The vision took me into every room of the house, the home He promised to give to me and my family. The Lord asked,
Do you like this house?
Yes, thank you, Lord. But I don't really need another house. All I want to do is to please you, do your work, and see my family becoming more faithful to you. All the things you showed me are so beautiful, but they are worldly things and they don't interest me anymore. Roger feels the same, Lord.
My daughter, let me decide what you want and need. I love the hearts of both of you. We must go now.
After the first 9 times we visited heaven, the Lord told me He was not going to wake me up anymore, and He fulfilled His promise. I woke up a few minutes before or after 6, after I had a full night's sleep. It was a time of pure peace and joy. There was no worry or concern. The Lord embraced me, then said,
I will talk to you later.
I felt more completely relaxed than ever.